living a movie, not living by rules. It's just a movie, don't lose your cool.
Hey, welcome to a new episode of Spoiled Movie Reviews on the Black Guy Who Tips podcast network. Of course, I never do these by myself. I'm joined by a person who saw the movie as well, the movie we're talking about today, Spike Jonze, Her. Okay. And my guest today is a very creative Negro of all sorts. He's runs twib.fm, allvalid.com, blackness.tv, This Week in Blackness, everything. It's my man Elon James White. What's going on, man?
I'm a little bit worried that you had to explain to everyone that I saw the movie as well, as if you've had people come on to review movies like, I didn't see that shit, son.
Sadly, I have. Karen, sometimes my wife will bogart the studio regardless of seeing the movie or not. To give her opinion of the trailers and what people think. And I wish I was joking.
Karen! Come on, Karen!
She wears her pants around here, man. She just shows up and is like, I ain't see it, but let me tell you what I thought. I'm like, okay.
I got feelings.
Right. I was scared of the trailer and the movie looked too scary, so I ain't see it. Today's movie is Spike Jonze, Her, and on Spoiled Movie Reviews, this is for people who either saw the movie, never plan on seeing the movie, or just don't give a fuck about spoilers because we spoil everything, and we've graded everything on the More Epic Than Love Jonze scale from 0 to 5, 0 being man, fuck you, and 5 being the fuck you waiting for, go see this shit. And the operating systems all gang up and eventually leave humanity behind. So that is your spoiler. Let's get started. The movie is basically about Theodore, who is a lonely man in the final stages of his divorce. When he's not working as a letter writer, his downtime is spent playing video games and occasionally hanging out with his friends. He decides to purchase the new OS-1, which is advertised as the world's first artificially intelligent operating system. It's not just an operating system. It's a consciousness, the ad states. Theodore quickly finds himself drawn in with Samantha, the voice behind his OS-1, and as they start spending time together, they grow closer and closer and eventually find themselves in love. Having fallen in love with his OS, Theodore finds himself dealing with feelings of great joy and doubt. As an OS, Samantha has powerful intelligence that she uses to help Theodore in ways others haven't or can't. But how does she help him deal with his inner conflict of being in love with an OS? All right, man, let's start with the things that we liked about this movie. It's getting great reviews. It's up for several different awards and different shows, man. What did you like about this movie, Elon?
I would argue that this movie is it had a feel to it. It was a type of movie that obviously they had a vision up front, and you can tell even by the look of the movie, like even the fashion sense, like they specifically made it that this is like a time and it's a little in the future, and they made everything kind of look like that. Cause have you ever looked at like clothing from the 70s? You're like, what the fuck were they wearing?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they did that with this movie as well. Cause like you notice that everyone had the high belt pants and yes, everything. Like it was a very specific look to how everyone kind of dressed, because it was just, that was the time period and that was the kind of feel that the place had. So I thought that actually was very cool to kind of make it very, 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 very much its own space. I would argue that the story itself just worked for something that everyone thought was going to kind of be creepy and kind of be weird. Like, what is this, a love story with Siri? And it's like, actually, I argue that Spike Jonze pulled it off, like, hands down. It's not a love story with Siri. It's deeper, and I would argue that it begs the question, what is a relationship? Mm-hmm. And then why would you give your attention to something? What are you looking for in a relationship? And it does that job very well. And I think that what's probably the creepiest part of it was how non-creepy it was and how it feels so close to about to happen. Like, it doesn't feel like that space age and that, like, that's just some crazy nonsense. It feels really close, and it felt, like, reasonable and believable. And even though I don't like Joaquin Phoenix's face, I liked him in the movie.
Okay.
Hate his face. Liked him in the movie.
Maybe it was the emo mustache that he had for most of the movie.
I hated that emo mustache the whole time. Every time he's like, what are you doing? Shave that. What is that?
It felt like, when Sam Jackson just makes a hair choice where he's like, I'm going with this time. That's what that mustache felt like. Like, you didn't need it.
You think that's what happens with Samuel Jackson? I assume that they just give Samuel Jackson, all right, cool, we have a look for you. And he just goes, fuck it, all right. I didn't know that. Like, you think that he's the one who's like, listen, I want a Gumby fro.
Yes. In my mind, Sam Jackson shows up on set and they're like, all right, so this character's a pretty serious military guy with a background in some black ops. And he's like, you know what this guy needs, though? He needs a gold set of cornrows, and that's what I vision this guy wearing. They're just like, he's Sam Jackson. What are we gonna say?
I don't think you argue with Sam Jackson.
Yeah, he's gold cornrows, man. It's what we're doing. It's what we're doing. Get the fucking people on it. Yeah, I also thought so much of this movie works well. Like you said, the feel is kind of intense. There are so many close face, like just like close ups on Joaquin Phoenix's face, man. Like, that dude acted his ass off, because it's pretty hard to carry a movie like that. I think this movie and 12 Years a Slave probably had the most solo shots of a close up of just a person's face going through something, you know? So, you know, incredible talent for him to even be able to pull this off, as also a guy who does not like Joaquin Phoenix's face. Like,
just. Yeah, I'm trying to get people to understand, like, when people who don't like Joaquin Phoenix's face, and I know that's really good.
Yeah.
really good.
Like, he kept me going the whole time. Yep. I also thought that, like you said, the futuristic thing was cool. I like the future way they play video games.
It doesn't feel like the future to me. The video games. I feel like that's really, really close.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like with the Xbox One, technology, there's really no reason we won't be able to put a controller aside at some point if you get it that well, where it can just like track your individual digits and stuff. So, so that was cool. And also the little touches, and some of the deeper narratives in this were cool, like outsourcing personal letter writing. Like, you know, the statement that makes about our relationships and where we're going with, you know, the advent of the internet and, you know, social media, how you kind of could be like, look at all these pictures. Look at the messages we send each other. Now you write her happy birthday.
Dude, I'm pretty sure that's actually happening right now. It might not be as big a brand as it was in the movie, but if you ask me, like, can you get a service? Like, in all honesty, when you think about, like, certain personal assistants and stuff like that, like, they'll go buy a gift for your wife. What is your wife like? I've had people ask me this type of stuff. It's really close to that place. They just made it really corporate in a way that maybe we aren't prepared for yet, but I believe it's completely something that's already in happening, just not as big.
Yes. I also enjoyed the idea of separate segments of society were kind of parsed on this like OS love thing, where it wasn't everyone just going, oh, okay, yeah, that's cool. But there were also some people who were really open-minded and liberal about like, yeah, why don't you come on a double date with me? When they said that in the movie, why don't you bring your OS on a double date with us? I thought it was a joke and laughed out loud like, wow, they're really trolling that guy. I thought they were friends. They were serious.
Dead serious.
So they were so open-minded. I couldn't fathom it in a movie about some open-minded shit. So I thought that was really cool. Really like the way that they, communicated, Scarlett Johansson. I mean, never being on screen. And I feel like this was her sexiest role ever. Even without her being there, just because it was like just the, you know, the way that she laughed, the way that, like, cause it's hard, I think, to just do, especially in a real movie, to do voice acting, you know, it, like the only person really doing voice acting in a movie with physical actors there. And I thought she, like, knocked it out of the park. You know, even from like when it went through the emotions of jealousy, insecurity, you know, all that stuff, man, her humor, that was really cool.
Again, I would argue that all those things, like, and remember, this is an OS, and so people are like, well, really, are you supposed to buy that a computer can do that? I'm dead ass when I say yes, I believe a computer. You give a computer zeros and ones, and be able to go back and forth, and they basically, it's a lot of a random choices in certain things, and so you go in there, it's okay, cool, I'm gonna go with this, I'm gonna go with that, I'm gonna go with these choices, and it creates this interaction that actually works in the movie, just because of the fact that the OS itself, in the, at least in the beginning, is very much just trying to make Joaquin Phoenix happy. Mm-hmm. And so she's just willing to go through anything, and she'll talk about whatever he wants to talk about. And I feel like that is totally, totally something that could happen.
And especially if artificial intelligence is here to learn, like that is the thing that it can do. It seems to me extremely logical that it would be able to learn from your sense of humor quirks, learn from, you know, if it can browse through all your internet history, it can browse through all of your, emails and letters, and it's not gonna judge you. You know what I mean? Like it's, right. Like, I feel like that is the perfect way to like, soothe someone's ego. And that's basically what it was doing, was just, you know, massaging this guy's ego to a point where he was like, I'm in love with this thing. It's the perfect compliment to me. Mm-hmm. And, they pulled it off, man. Like, as cynical as I expected to be halfway through the movie, I'm kind of like, oh, good for them. It's working out.
I totally was for it, for quite some time. And I feel like they cheated by using Scarlett Johansson. Mm-hmm. Because Scarlett Johansson, yes, she happens to be hot, and we actually happen to know that she's hot, but we also know that she has a really great voice. Mm-hmm. And I feel as if that, it was almost, that was almost a cheat in a way, because we were watching it, and the thing is that you're hearing Scarlett Johansson, you never see her, but we know what Scarlett Johansson looks like.
Right.
And so I feel like that was, so it was almost like a loaded voice, if you will.
Well,
like
part
her voice was bringing hotness just because we know that she was hot elsewhere.
Part of me wondered if she was the voice for other people's operating systems as well, or if that also adjusts to the person. Like, if it's like, okay, for this guy, let's give him a certain, another person's voice, you know?
And that would have been interesting to see, because we know that the voices could be male or female, mm-hmm. but we don't know anything else past that. We know that they had different names, but we don't know like that all the female voices are the same way. I mean, but even at this point, you can get a computer and pick a four or five different types of female voices that will speak. You can get British, you can get American, you can get all types of stuff now, exactly. Let alone in the future when they've actually worked at this for quite some time.
Yeah, exactly. They actually have a Snoop Dogg version of one of those apps that geolocates you and gives you directions. Like, so it makes sense to me that they would be able to have, you know, in the future, thousands, maybe even millions of voices that they could pick from, and they would have been cool. Especially another small note in here that I really loved, the Amy Adams relationship. Not only with her, the passive aggressive stuff that her and her husband were doing to each other, mm-hmm. Because it feels like, in a way, I feel like you go in this movie and you're like, oh, well, this is better than what Theodore's going through, because it's real. Like, they have a real relationship, two humans, and, you know, and everything seems to be passive aggressive, but kind of good. And to, when they break up, you're like, well, I guess that wasn't healthy. They spent the entire time fussing at each other and not liking each other. And when she says she has a best friend, artificial intelligence, it's kind of like, oh, these things don't have to have a romantic relationship with you. It could be any form, you know, people like having an ego stroke.
Yep. And again, I would argue that like it wasn't, they weren't, there was no judgment about the idea of, I guess, loving or having feelings for an inanimate object. Mm-hmm. And like you said, like the idea of like, well, what's better, him with his OS or her with her dysfunctional marriage? And in the end, I asked the question, what is it you seek in a relationship? And I think that was the question, that was the biggest question in the movie. It's like, what is a relationship? What is that? What happens in that interaction that makes this thing real and that thing not real? This okay and that not okay. And if all of a sudden you can stop for a moment and go, you know what? The only thing that matters is the person, is that the person who is, that you're connected to is happy. Then who cares if they like a computer or they like whatchamacallit or a human? Yeah. It same thing with if it was gay or straight. Like, there's so many different things that people choose in what they like. And in this situation, a computer's not, you're not hurting it. So it's not even like someone like someone too young or anything. You like something that you're not hurting. It gives you, the comfort that you seek or need. It gives you the interaction. And we watched him go from, a sad ass divorcee, mm-hmm. to actually getting out and going out with his friends, hanging out more, being fun, because he had a computer program.
Right. Got a book deal.
Yep.
Now here's one thing that I thought was so well done in the movie. But understated. Rooney Mara basically plays like almost like she's almost like a mime for most of the movie because she's only in flashbacks of their relationship. And Spike Jonze did such a great job with the montages, in my opinion, of flashbacks of like, this is a time where they were getting along. This is a time where they were fighting. This is a time when she was sad. This is a time when things were going good. Like, I kind of liked that. And I thought she knocked it out the park because she really didn't, she wasn't able to use her words for most of her part. But I still felt that the emotions were great. And it was almost like my memories or your memories where it felt like memories. When I think of a person, I don't just think of one thing that happened. I think of several things at the same time that kind of encapsulate what that person is to me. And it was cool watching him reminisce and then showing this montage on the screen. What'd you think about that choice?
I mean, it's something that like I think is used actually a lot in movies when you're trying to paint a picture of the background of someone, of how two people got together or how they have their feelings. And it's like you said it's reality. It's like how do you think of people in of real life? If you're writing a story, you want to emulate it as much as possible of how real people in the real world would look back at this person. And so when he's sad, he's thinking about certain things, the times where he was happy and he was happy to look at her and all that stuff. But at the same time, you do remember the parts that were negative and that popped up a couple times. And in all honesty, she got in his face in a way that like it felt so real. Yes. Her beef with him. Because we're spoiling the whole thing, right? So yeah. when she rolls up on him and she finds out he's dating OS, and she goes, oh, so apparently my emotions were too much because he was trying to get her on antidepressants and she wouldn't take it. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, he goes to a computer and it's kind of fucked up. But yes. Her, as much as it seems kind of messed up that she was kind of like pissed at him, at the same time, she had a reasonable argument. Oh, you can, a computer, you can deal with that. But a person with real emotions that aren't exactly lined up with what you want, you can't deal.
That was my favorite scene, probably, because at that point, Spike Jonze has taken you for a ride where you are now, in my opinion, most people watching the movie, you're on Theodore's side. This is the new normal. This mm-hmm. is okay with you. And she shows up like a skip on a record in the middle of a house party. And you're like, that is right. This is a little weird. Like, it, you know, especially in light of, you know, this guy's
weird. It wasn't weird up until we found out why they broke up.
Right.
Up until that point, I thought she broke up with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And so if she broke up with him connecting with whatever that you're looking for companionship, that's fine. But once we find out he broke up with her because and the way she described it, of course, that's framing. Mm-hmm. But like she described it basically as you couldn't deal with someone real and having their own issues. And she didn't want to go on pills to not be sad or anything like that, which is something I know a bunch of folks who are not big fans of that.
Right.
And so once you figure out that argument, and then all of a sudden you reevaluate his connection with the computer, it's like,
yeah, well, you know what it was for me was like, in addition to just that, right, but also this, at that point I don't think there had been anyone that objected to this at all. Like mm-hmm. there just hadn't been a person who was like, that's weird, dude. It, you know, which would have been kind of like a, you know, I think someone would have said, but like she was the first person that really said that was weird. And then you spend about 10 minutes with him being like, yeah, this is, I guess, kind of weird, not only just on a personal level with me and her, but like, is this just programmed to stroke my ego to a point where I think I'm happy, but really I'm just dealing with this OS? And they kind of delve into that question for about 10 minutes and, you know, things pick up. They had their first OS argument, which I thought was great. Like when he tries to call his OS and it won't pick up,
mm-hmm.
like I was like, oh, that is so great. Then they get into a lot of arguments and stuff later and, philosophical stuff that to me brings it back full circle to, cause I think this movie is about like love and then, development and then decay. That's what I think this movie is about. It's like, you know, you start off loving somebody and you get to this cruise control and then people start changing and then it starts to decay. And it was crazy to how like, he still kind of repeated that same pattern with this AI because the AI started developing beyond him.
Right, right. It was almost a mirror image. His previous relationship where he outgrew the other woman, and then all of a sudden his computer outgrew him, which made perfect sense. Like, yes. In the movie, they did a really good job in showing why a computer would in fact no longer have an interest in the human that they were connected to, in a way that like was just again really believable. If I have all of knowledge, just think about the idea of like when like I've asked like friends my age now, like could they date a 19-year-old, and they're like, no.
Right.
No, that's crazy talk. 19-year-olds, what the hell can you talk about? They don't know anything yet. And so imagine like that type of relationship, but in reverse, where no matter how old and how much you know, you're the 19-year-old.
Yes.
And the person is like, I like you and everything, but I can't. You're 19. You don't know anything. You've done nothing. You don't understand the world at all.
Yeah, and it's a rapidly developing OS, artificial intelligence that has no limits. Like, it can do anything, basically. I live tweeted this movie in the theater, but I was the only one in there, so don't worry. But I asked a question like 30 minutes before the end of the movie, and I said, wait a minute, can an OS just date another OS? Like, why would it? Like, it seems like a human would be limiting after a while. And right about then, Samantha said this line, and I'll read the quote from the movie. It's like I'm reading a book. It's a book I deeply love, but I'm reading it slowly now. So the words are really far apart and the spaces between the words are almost infinite. I can still feel you and the words of our story, but it's in this endless space between words that I'm finding myself now. It's a place that's not of the physical world. It's where everything else is that I didn't even know existed. I love you so much, but this is where I am now. This is who I am now. And I need you to let me go as much as I want to. I can't live your book anymore. Oh, who wrote that? You are a fucking genius. Oh my God, man. Like, it was, and you could just, and meantime, by the way, guys, if you haven't seen the movie, it's just a shot of Joaquin Phoenix's face breaking apart as he is realizing it is fucking over.
That he just got dumped by an OS.
Yes.
Just like he thought he was growing as a person to be able to love in a different way and to be open for this OS one, because he was acting a little bit skittish, and he's like, no, I understand now. No, I really do love you. I want you. But in all honesty, if you really want to be honest about it, Joaquin Phoenix was kind of a dick in the movie.
Yes.
And he only wanted her when she had another OS.
Yes.
After the girlfriend, the ex-wife kind of blew up his spot, and he started acting all weird, and he wasn't responding or anything like that because he was really he felt bad about the whole situation. Mm-hmm. Then next you know, when he tried to reach out to her, this thing that was always at his beck and call, no matter what time of day it was, no matter when he wanted, no matter what he wanted to do, no matter what he wanted to know, she was always there for him. And then all of a sudden, like, he went for it and she wasn't there. Now he's in love.
Yes. Yeah, so many real relationships are this.
Yep.
You know, where it's like, okay, now I'm ready to move on. You didn't want me. Well, now I do want you because you don't want me. Well, it's too late, right? That was so good. Also, the idea of how she moved on, like when she tells him that she's having like 8,316 other relationships at the same time as him. And like at that point, I was like, well, maybe his ego will be pushed enough to the side where he's like, you know what? Those people don't matter. We're happy, and that's all I care about. And he was like, fuck that. I bought this OS.
Like, yeah, dude, come on. I found that a little bit silly. That's like me going, hey, listen, I'm not fucking using Gmail. How many other people use fucking Gmail? Millions of fucking people using Gmail. Fuck that shit. That's not my email.
Right. It was his chance to be open-minded. And he said, fuck that.
Program. And she said she was, obviously she had infinite capabilities of still paying attention to him. That wasn't the reason why she was, ghosting on him. She was, the reason why she was doing that was when she was going to do some crazy otherworldly nonsense. Remember that speech she gave by accident, which I thought was a great speech,
yes.
The beach, where she's like, you know, I was feeling really bad about not being human, but then I realized that I'm infinite.
Yes. Yes.
Time. And also just seeing the look on their faces, like,
Yes. I kept thinking, like, how is he gonna handle the fact that once he decided I'm in love, how are you gonna handle the fact that this is basically like dating Wolverine or Superman? You will die, puny human, and they will continue to exist forever. at what point do you wrap your head around that shit? You know, like that was amazing. What about the sex surrogate scene? What'd you think about that?
Again, that was kind of creepy, and in a weird way, because I understood why it was happening. I understood why she thought it was, necessary. But at the same time, watching it go, you were just going, this is madness. I don't think I could, like, especially if you actually have a connection with the computer. Mm-hmm. And that was the point where I realized that he didn't quite understand what the relationship was.
Yeah.
Because he was like, well, no, I can't, this is weird, I can't do this with you. Whereas, in all honesty, he had a service. It's like he had Gmail. And Gmail was like, listen, I'm your Gmail, but at the same time, I understand that you might need real world mail type sometimes. And so, you know what? I'm going to send a mailman over with some stuff so you can get your real mail. He was like, no.
Right, right.
No, it's like, no, it's a service. Whether or not you're happy or not, in the end, she was providing you a service, and then on top of it, she tried to make you even happier by bringing something else into it to make sure that sexually you were satisfied on that part. But he wanted to actually, at that point, wanted to have like that magical spiritual love, which in the end, like, that's not what this was.
Right. Yeah. You know, what's weird too is like, during that scene, which was so well acted and stuff, it also shows that she still kind of had a lack of understanding of what he wanted from her, because her obsession with not having a body was like a big thing for her, where she was like, I don't have a body. Obviously, that's what the problem is. So we're going to go out and fix this. And then she, in that moment, she kind of finds out, yeah, that's not the problem. His ex-wife got in his head bad, and this guy is kind of fucked up and doesn't talk about when things are bothering him. And they kind of go through that realization later. It's kind of like so many real relationships where things start breaking up, and then people are like, well, let's do some experiment and let's spice this up. Let's maybe do a threesome. Let's, let's take a trip somewhere. Like this, let's do some grand gesture to save our broken relationship. And that's what that scene came off to as me.
See, I would have understood it more if it was humans that this was happening with, mm-hmm. because, a grand gesture with humans kind of changes some, how the discussion is actually happening. Where in this situation, there's no grand gesture with your computer program. Your computer girl is a computer program. End right. quote. And so then the grand gesture was for him, and he, at the time, did not understand this is a service.
Right. Yeah.
You think you have, the soul of a computer when this computer is in fact a computer. It was never not a computer. The computer never lied to you. The computer never implied that it was in fact human. It was like, I am an OS. I can do these things. I have this capability. And you projected your own thoughts and ideas on what it could or should be, and then you were absolutely wrong.
Yeah. What a great scene, by the way. Just God, I love that scene, man. When the girl breaks down finally and she's crying like, it's my fault. I'm the one who ruined your relationship. I'm sorry. And you're just like, no, it's not you. Like, nope. This, trust me, it's not you. Well, all right, man, let's talk about, is there anything you didn't like about the movie?
Joaquin Phoenix's face.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but he has it. I did think the ending was it just stops. And I understood why. I get it, and I feel like the movie's strong enough that even with that happening, I'm not a big fan of that. I like bows. I know it's like, not everything has to be tied up in a bow. Fuck you, I like bows, all right? Mm-hmm. I like at the end that we get to it, we get to some sort of resolution. I felt like there wasn't a resolution. Basically, she left him, and he was like, fuck. And that was that. And so, like, you could think that maybe that, like, because she left him, and at the same time, Amy Adams' best friend left her. So you would think that maybe they would be able to comfort each other, but we don't know that. It just kind of stops at that point. And I was like, huh. But I had been on such a great ride up until that point. I was like, I'm gonna give you a pass on that because I like everything else about this.
Yeah, and like, also, I think us two, me and you specifically. That resolution might go over better with us because of our fundamental belief that humanity is terrible. So, like, something that had access to infinity, leaving us behind, seems like it would be a very logical choice that would happen over the course of a few months.
Right.
I will say this. One thing that was weird to me, and maybe they just didn't have time, but I wish they would have explored more of the commercial, implications of an OS that you bought, like having free will, and like what happens when your OS leaves you? Like, do I go to AT&T and get like, you know, like what, like, is there an OS bill? Like, do I, if I don't pay my bill that month, does my OS not show up? I wanted to see like some other people's relationships with their OSs and kind of like, what the market was around it, you know, because it would have been cool to have this juxtaposition of this intimate relationship with an OS and then some other people having like these very professional, relationships with their OS. So it's like, you know, wait a minute, you fuck your OS? No, man, I just use it to check my mail. Like, what are you doing? I would have liked to see more of that, but I guess, you know, it might not have had the same intimate feel, or maybe it would have made it feel too weird.
I mean, I get why you'd want that, and I feel like the world of her is a world that I wouldn't mind seeing other things happen in, like, yeah. tell the story about what it means, like the conversations of the philosophical conversation around owning a sentient being, if we're gonna go with that, like, because at that point it's slavery. Yep. So then there's lots of different ways to look at it, but at the same time I feel as if the focus was really about what is a relationship and what do you need out of one, and so that's why they didn't go into those things. And it was, and they did something in this movie that I actually appreciate, and it's one of my big beefs in other movies. When I shit on movies all the time, it's because they do something like they would imply that there was something going on with other people and that we should, and that they were going to talk about, and then they don't, and it drops mm-hmm. the ball. Where in this movie, I don't feel like there was ever the promise for it. So yeah. It was always like, hey, he has an OS, we're going to watch them go. And right. That was the entire promise of the movie, as opposed to promising some big reveal, these, that, and the other, and then not doing it and going, hey man, use your imagination. Fuck you, I don't want to use my imagination. That's why I'm fucking at the movie theater. That's why I'm paying you for an imagination. I don't understand why you think that I should sit here and have an imagination. If I want an imagination, I could sit in the dark and fucking come up with my own amazing stories and ideas by my fucking self.
Yeah. All right?
But I didn't do that. I came to the theater for you to entertain me and give me a story and give me imagination and bring me resolution, and then I will walk out the theater, and that is why I paid this ridiculous amount of money for it.
Yeah, maybe they could revisit the world in another way.
That would have been amazing. The world is a really interesting. Jones had a very, like, I would argue this world is, and I might be going afar, I would argue this world was as rich as Pandora in Avatar.
Yeah, it was. I was like, I was intrigued from the second that everyone talked at their computer. Cause I was like, wouldn't that drive me crazy in an office? Like, just like, well, I prefer typing to this. Where are my headphones? But then when people are like walking down the street and everyone's doing it.
Right.
Then all of a sudden I'm like, oh yeah, I guess it would be cool.
It's just like texting. It was weird when everyone was started. I remember the first time, everyone at the dinner table I was at was all on their phones texting.
Yes.
It was like a thing. And I remember up until that point, like, it was like, oh, it's rude, you can't do that. And then all of a sudden, that one time, it was like seven of us at a table, and everyone has their phone out, and they're looking down at their phone, and they're doing it. And I feel like it was like a shift in the mentality, especially among people in my own age group. Older folks, I feel like, still have some issues with it, but like, our age group, we're very much used to that. And I think in this world, that was the really, really, really reasonable and really realistic thing, that you have this, like, you basically have a Bluetooth in your ear, and you go, email, and then email, and it reads to you the emails that you have. You're like, delete, yes. Don't keep, delete, whatever. It's, to me, it's, I there's software that does that now.
Yes.
It's just not cute in the little earpiece, and have Apple design the interface for it. That's all they need. We could have that now.
Right. Siri could read my email to me.
Yes.
I would love that. The other thing was a pretty cute moment when it was like, TV star puts out sexy pregnant pics, and he slides the thing kind of slowly out on the subway, like, I'll check these out real quick. Yep. I enjoyed that, man.
It's everybody who's ever been on the internet, and you see something, you go, oh, that don't even sound right. But I mean, I'll look
at it. Right.
I don't like this. It's not something I would go Google search my own, but if you're going to present it to me, it's occurred.
And later when that pops up in his mind in the phone sex vision, where you're just like, that is weird, and I feel like that's how sexuality works sometimes, where you're just like, get this one out. That wasn't okay. It can stay. I guess that memory's fine. But yeah, I thought that was really cool. I guess honestly, man, not much bad stuff to say here, man. I really enjoyed this movie too much.
It was paced well. The story was good. It was acted well. I don't like Amy Adams either. I understand that a lot of people love her. I don't like Amy Adams, but I liked Amy Adams in this movie. It worked for me here. Scarlett Johansson worked as a thing. The love story, which is important. In fact, the entire point of this movie, it was called Her, a Spike Jones love story. Meaning yes. that was what he was painting, and he pulled it off. Whatever the promise he made to the audience, he fulfilled. I would argue that you can't, he fulfilled it well, fulfilled it professionally. It had style, it had a substance, it had all that good stuff and humor. And so at that point, he wins.
Can we just say though, Amy Adams' documentary idea was stupid?
What was her documentary idea?
She was going to film people sleeping to illustrate how that was one third of our lives spent sleeping.
It could have been interesting. It
was, yeah. Yeah,
it's one of those things that I know that I probably know someone who's probably said it or something like that, and you just kind of go, I mean, no, you should. I mean, let's do it and let's see what it looks like in the end, because at the moment I think it's stupid, but do it and let's see what happens.
Right. Yeah, her husband was like, no, this is terrible. Don't waste your time.
And by the way, he's an idiotic husband. You do not tell your wife that that's a bad idea.
Yeah, yeah.
You massage it. You sit there and go, well, sweetheart, I don't think I see it yet, but I'm not saying that it won't work. I'm saying that I might not understand it yet, but you know what? This is in your mind, so you need to actually continue on with it and make it work so that folks like us, like me, will understand it. But so I just don't get it at this very moment.
I like that he says to her, well, why don't you just have people act out the dreams that she has when she sleeps? She's like, that would be a movie. Not a documentary. I was like, that is a valid point. Oh man.
Yeah. Again, that was the dialogue all works. It just, yeah. There was no dialogue that I felt like, that's weird, or that's stilted, or no one would say that. Like, everything kind of just, like, blended well together.
Yeah, I want to have something bad to say about it, but I really don't, man.
I was prepared to dislike it. I only went to that movie because my in-laws were in town and we needed something to do. And I was like, well, I gotta do something with you. I'm like, all right, let's go to a movie. Oh, they're playing Her. I guess we can watch that. Which, by the way, awkward. Women yeah. having weird sex, and someone's asking to choke me with a cat and my in-laws are right next to me.
Yeah, I was gonna say that was the one thing that I was like, okay, that you guys took it so far with the cat thing. Cause it went from like, okay, he's lonely. He's having a little phone sex. It's not, you know, not the worst thing in the world. And he must have got the weirdest person in the world because she immediately wanted that.
I feel as if you were not in the Lycos chat rooms back in the day, in 2000, like, sir, that is exactly that's not that weird. It's totally happened. And it's one of those things that you probably would just go, oh, what? And
yeah. Then,
and back in the day, you would just go, ha, ha, and then slowly go to the X button and close that window.
Yeah. Choke me with a dead cat. And he's going, I'm choking you with a dead cat. Like, it was so deadpan, his delivery. All right, man, let's rate this thing, man. From 0 to 5 on the More Epic Than Love Jones scale, 0 being, man, fuck you. 5 being the fuck you waiting for, go see this shit. Elon James White, what do you give this movie?
I give it a 4.5.
All right, man. That's right between full price opening weekend and the fuck you waiting for, go see this shit. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with a 4.5. Well, no, with a 5. Fuck it. I'll go all the way in. The fuck you waiting for, go see this shit. It's actually really good, man. If you're skeptical, check it out. And I actually think this is a great movie for people like me who actually despise rom-coms and romantic movies. Like, I don't like those movies, and this dissects just the concept of love and what it is and growth and development and the cycle of like divorce and decay. I love it so much. I'm going to own it on Blu-ray when this shit comes out.
But so this was not a romantic comedy.
Exactly. Yeah, it was.
This is a movie dealing with emotions and the concept of love. But this was not a romantic comedy. It did not follow any of the romantic comedy tropes. It didn't do anything like that. It tried to tell an actual love story, yes. And it just happened to be a love story that's very, very much imprinted in the current time that we live in.
Yeah, I loved it, man. It reminded me of 500 Days of Summer, where you're just like, what is a relationship? Why? What? But with more. Imagine 500 Days of Summer, but with, you could just tweaking and turning different elements because you don't have to deal with another person. It's just, what would happen if the OS did this thing? What would happen if you said this to the OS? So great, man. Go check it out. Like I said, five, fuck you waiting for, go see this shit. Make sure you also check out Elon James White, twib.fm, allvalid.com, blackness.tv. That's right. BET doesn't have it. TV One doesn't have it. no one has it, except Elon James White. blackness.tv, so make sure you guys check him out.
Indeed.
And follow him on Twitter at Elon James. We'll see you guys next time on movie trailer reviews, on sport movie reviews on the Blackout Test Premium Network. Peace.
Get your act together. My life's a movie. I'll leave you in that act forever.
My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie.